Okay, today's daf is daf Memhei, and those are there. It might sound a little different. I'm sitting down a little bit. I hurt my leg a little bit, but Be'ez Hashem, it should be okay. Today's shiur is just, we're refuah shleima as usual. This week is Moshe Dov ben Chayesara, and also a charusa of mine who's having surgery today. Be'ez Hashem, everything should go well. Yosef Tzvi ben Rachel Passel, refuah shleima. We are second to last line of Memdal and Mabez. Tani Shela. So Shela brings a brisa. Shalosh Midos Benara. There are three midos about a Na'ara Hama'orasa. What does that mean? Rashi says, B'misas Na'ara Hama'orasa. Motzi Shemra is related to the death of a Na'ara Hama'orasa. So now we're going to talk about, as we get into the topic of Motzi Shemra, as we started to yesterday, there are three midos related to the death of a Motzi Shemra. Bo'la Eidim Bebeis Chameha, Shazinsa Bebeis Aviha. One case is that Eidim come, once she's already married, this is a regular case of Motzi Shemra. Eidim come after she's married, that's she's already bebeis chameha, in her in-law's house, shazinsa bebeis aviyah, that she was mezane in the house of her father, meaning b'shas erusin. That's the regular case. So the halacha is, soklin osa al pesach beis aviyah, we stone her, she gets skila on the door of her father's house. Why? That's what the Torah says. Klomar ruuki dulim shekidalta, because we want to show the father, look at your child, look what you caused by not giving her the right chinuch. Ruki dulim shekidalta. That's why we put it at pesach beis aviyah. The Ritva explains that because the Eidim are coming when she's no longer in Beis Aviha, we specifically have to do it in Beis Aviha so nobody thinks she was Mezana now. That's why we dafka cannot do it where she is or some other neutral area. That's why we have to do it in Beis Aviha in contrast to the next line we're going to have. That's what the Ritva says. Rugi didlum shekidalta miklomer mikan yatsa sirchon ze. Shelo ye ha'olam svurim shezinsa bebeis chameha. Lefisha bo Eidim sham. That's why dafka have to do it there. In contrast to the following, Bo'la Eidim Bebeis Aviha, Shazinsa Bebeis Aviha. What if Eidim come after she's married that she was Mezane after she was married? Bebeis Aviha. I'm sorry, Eidim come B'shas Erisin, before she was married, that she was still in Arusa, that she was Mezane Ba'arusa. So then everybody knows where it happened. She don't have to do it at Beis Aviha. Everybody knows it happened in Beis Aviha. So there, Soklin Osa Pesach Shar Ha'ir. So then we bring it out to Shar Ha'ir, because that's the next stage. After everyone knows what happened, so we want to be Mefarsim her chait, so that there's busha and that nobody else does it. So that's why there we do it in Pesach Shar Ha'ir. That's the next stage. That's how the Ritva explains it. Ratzta Torah Lefarsima Lidon Ashar Ha'ir Ahi. And then finally, number three, Sarcha. So what's the difference between case one and two? Where you do it. In both cases, you get skila because it's a Na'ara Hama'orasa, but in the first case, where the Eidim come afterwards, you do it on Pesach Beis Aviha, special din of Motzi Shemra, and if the Eidim come beforehand, then you do it on Pesach Shar Ha'ir. Sarcha ula basov bagra tidon v'chenek. What about, Pashtus is, that she was a Na'ara Hama'orasa, that was Mezana, but the Eidim only came after she was a Bulgaris. What about that case? After she was a Bulgaris. So then, the Chiddush of the Braisa of Rav Shela is tidon v'chenek. Then her misa switches from skila to chenek. Says the Gemara, what does this teach me? Lameimra, what does this mean? To call hecha de ishtani guf ishtani k'tala. What does it seem like from here? That once her guf changes, she's a shini aguf, she becomes a bogeres, then even though, and we're going to talk about this in a few minutes more, even though at the moment that she did the misa, she was chayiv skila, but because the Eidim didn't come and the hamada bedin didn't happen until after her guf changed, her misa changes also. Ishtani k'tala. Why is that? We'll have to talk about it soon from the Birchas Avraham. But that's the sugya of ishtani gufa, ishtani k'tala. Because she didn't have a hamada bedin until after she became a bogeres, so therefore her misa changes as well. Says the Gemara of Ramini. But I have a stira, because we have, in the context of Motzi Shemra, we have a parallel context where we see, you do not say that principle. Na'ara Hama'orasa Shezinsa, Na'ara Hama'orasa, that's Mezane, Umishe Bagra, and after she becomes a Bogeres, Rashi says, even if she gets married after she becomes a Bogeres. Because the Achronim point out that we had a Rashi earlier in the Masechta, that a Bogeres does not totally, fully lose her psulim. Becomes stretched out a little bit, but there's still a tainas damim. As Machlokas we showed him earlier, but earlier in Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, Rashi seemed to say there's still a tainas damim for a bogeres. So therefore, you could that's why Rashi Lashitaso says this case could even be where she got married after she was a bogeres. Rashi says kansa misha bagra. So Na'ara Hama'orasa Shezinsa. So Na'ara Hama'orasa, that was Mezana. Umi Shebagra, Hotzi Ala Shemra, and the whole process of Motzi Shemra happens after she was a bogeres. Who eino loke ve'eino nose me'asela? He, let's say he's telling a falsehood. Let's say he's proven wrong. So then he does not get malchus or have to pay the money. We'll see later on. Because what he's doing wrong is right now he's doing something wrong. And she's a bogeris already. What did he do wrong earlier? Nothing. She's a Bogaris already, and the whole Parsha Motzi Shemra only applies, you know, when she's a Nara. So that's why we'll see later on in Amud Beis that what applies to him does not apply, but he, Vizomameha, Makdim al-Beis HaSkila. But she and he and her Adam Zomamin get Skila, or Makdim to the Beis HaSkila, meaning that, sounds like, her misa does not change, even though she's a Bulgaris. The Gemara just clarifies first. He was a mesakadaitach. What do you mean she and her zomamin? She and the witnesses that testify about her, that she's chayev misa, and her zomamin, they're on opposite sides of the coin. How can they both get skila? Ella, oh, he owes a mehamakdi on the basis of skila. That's what it means. It means she, if it's found out to be true, or the edim against her, if it found out to be false, makdim on the base askila. So they go to the base askila. So what do you see from here? That even after bagrus, even after there's a shinui haguf, still her misa does not change. Kasha on the brisa of Rav Shela. That's the seer we have. We have the Tani, the brisa of Rav Shela, who seems to say that ishtani gufish tani ktala. Well, this brisa does not say that. That's the kasha. We're going to have three different answers in the Gemara. Just one ha'ara, what does it mean, makdimin l'beis ha'skila? It's that lushan. Just give her skila, soklan osa. What's makdimin? So Rashi says, there's no way out. That's makdimin, you're makdim her. Rashi says about this sixth to last skinny line, klomer yashkimu ba'boker l'sham ki ein lahem nos v'hamlata min ha'misa. There's no escape. That's what it means, makdimin, you take her out early, there's no escape out of this. Tosfos and Makis says the lashon of makdimin is an allusion, is a remiss to the concept of inui hadin. Inui hadin means that once Bezdin comes to the decision of what they have to do, they have to chayav misa, they have to inflict the punishment as soon as possible. Because you're not allowed to torture, that's why Bezdin's not allowed to sit on Fridays. Because then what happens if they come to a din Torah, then the whole Shabbos is not going to be able to put the person to death. As we spoke about a few days ago, Bez is not allowed to be manish on Shabbos. So that's why Makdim Beis HaSkila means that you don't want to violate Ini Adin, and therefore you put it to death right away. The Ritva here has a third shot. The Ritva here quotes a Balei HaTosfos, which we don't have here. The Ritva says, "He Misa HaKodemis Lahem." It means, Skila, try to do Skila, if that's what you could do, because that's what they deserve. La afuke shim ein anu yechol mahamisa b'misa kasabo shim misa nosa b'chol misa shiyechol mahamisa. Let's say for some reason you can't put him to death by skila, for whatever reason the base of skila is closed, or what, any other reasons, then you can put him to death as whatever you want, because skila is the worst, so you could always go down. That's what's makdimin. Makdimin means if you have skila, so you try to do skila. If you can't do skila, then you do something else. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has a kasha. Again, what's the rim of the kasha? Because that's the structure of the rest of the Omud. Right, kasha is, we have a stira. One brisa seems to say that once her goof changes into a bogeres, she no longer gets the misa that she should have gotten based on the act that she did when she was a nara. Right, and there that's the brisa of Shela, that she gets chenek. While the brisa by Motzi Shemra seems to say that even after you have the whole din Torah, after she's a bogeres, she still gets skila. Three answers. Number one, Amar Rava, Motzi Shemra Kamrit. You're asking me a kasha, and one of the cases is about Motzi Shemra, the second one. Shiny Motzi Shemra, techidishu. Don't ask me kasha for Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is different. That's the first answer. Motzi Shemra is different. It's a chiddush. As we mentioned a number of times, Tosfos and Yevamos on Davav says the definition of a chiddush doesn't mean a chiddush. What do you mean? It's a chiddush. Everything's a chiddush. What tzitzis is a chiddush? We would have known tzitzis if the Torah wouldn't have said tzitzis, or tefillin, or mezuzah. All the Torah is a chiddush. No, chiddush means something that goes against the normal rules. That's what chiddush means. It doesn't mean something that's shimiyot that we wouldn't have known, obviously. But chiddush is davar hasoser es haklal. So to here, Motzi Shemra is something that goes against the rules. Why? Because after all, says the Gemara, what's the every case of Motzi Shemra? Every case of Motzi Shemra is a case where she's gotten married. Right? Nichlas al chobav lo nivala, and she did not have bia. Tosfos says it's labdavka, she didn't have bia. It's even if she didn't have bia. But ba'almav is insa b'chenek. What happens if a woman gets married, but she did not have bia yet, and then she's mezana? What's the halacha? Nichnas al chuppah v'lo nivala. At that moment, she's mezana. So the Gemara later on in a few daf is going to learn out that her misa is chenek. If she's mezana after marriage, she's still a besula, but she's married already. The halacha is she gets chenek. So if she was mezana right now by a regular case of marriage, she gets married, she gets chenek. And yet Motzi Shemra is always the baal coming after they're married. The ilu Motzi Shemra b'skila. Motzi Shemra is always after. Her goof changes. Why now she's a nesua, and still ishtani ktala. So says the Gemara. Don't ask me for Motzi Shemra to another context, because Motzi Shemra is different. You see by Motzi Shemra that it's always a case where there's a shinui in her goof. She goes from being an arusa to being a nesua, and still the misa does not change. So that's answer number one. That shiny Motzi Shemra. There is a different way. We're not going to go into how he reads it, but the Rambam seems to have a different reading of our Gemara. And the Ravid jumps on him. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Din Chadash Yetz B'Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is a chiddush. It's a parak Gimel Halacha Ches. Mahu a chiddush? She'im nimsa hadavar emes, ubo edim shezinsa k'shehaisa nara marasa. That if it comes out to be true, that the edim say that she was mazana when she's a nara hamarasa, afal pi sheyatzasa, akar sheyatzas mi beis aviha. Even though the zinus took place after she already left her father's house, v'yafilu zinsa akar shenichnasa l'chupa, kodem bilas baal. The Rambam says that by motzi shemra, even if she's mazana after nichnasa l'chupa, v'lo nivala, she gets skila. She used to be mefurish against our Gemara, or a different way to read our Gemara. Mefurish against the later Gemara. The Gemara later on says, if a woman is mezana after marriage, she gets chenek, not skila. The Rambam says, but in the Moti, if it's a Moti Shemra case, so then she gets skila. I will not rashara marasos get, do not get it. So the Ravid says, Bavadi is a chiddush gadol. Moti Shemra is a chiddush? He says, Bavadi is a chiddush gadol. He's playing on words of the Rambam. Shalosh shamanu osam yolam. It's such a chiddush, we never heard of it. You know, and the Magen Mishnah points out that Rashi and all the Mefarshim read our Gemara totally differently. The Rambam seems to have a different reading of our Gemara. That by Moti Shemra, even after Nichzal Chabavlo Nivala, still gets skila. That's one ha'ara. There is a discussion of all the achronim of Akasha Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Gemara. Again, what does our Gemara try to say? The Gemara says, don't ask me about Ishtani Gufa and Ishtani Ktala by Bogeres, because we have a riot by Motzi Shemra. She's also Ishtani. What's Ishtani by her? She's a Nesua, which the Gemara is going to reject that comparison in a minute. But her Gufa also changed. She's a Nesua. Sister Biki Veger, 1 minute. We're talking here about Rava, right? Rava made the suggestion. If you remember back, you have to have ksubas on your fingertips for this. Remember back on Daf Yud Beis, Rava holds that if a man gets married thinking his wife is a Basula, and she turns out to be a Ba'ula, she loses her whole ksuba. Right? Ein la olav klum. And why? The Gemara said, mekatos. Mekatos, the whole thing is null and void. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's the Gemara's raya here? We're saying there was a shinui in her guf, and therefore that's a proof. L'mafreya, the whole thing was mekatos. So there is no shinui in her guf. What's the whole trying to prove it? There was a shinui, just like shinui by Bulgaris, we'll compare it to shinui by Nesua. So, answer Rabbi Kiva Eger, besugya tamuali, ha techupa lo mahanila, mishum navi mekachtos, to ha rabba udamar da asram. We know what Rabba says, v'yim kain, she's still an arusa. There was no Nesuin, because the whole Nesuin was mekachtos. So therefore, tzarech iyan. Tzarech iyan. How could the Gemara even have a possibility and call this a case of shinui haguf? Lo mafreya, it comes out, there was no shinui haguf, because the whole thing was a mekachtos. That's the kasha Rabbi Kiva Eger. Answers Rabbi Kiva Eger, an important yisod, which I don't have time to go into now, it's a big sugya. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what's the principle of mekachtos? How does mekachtos work? Mekachtos works that the whole thing is all void. It's an implicit t'nai. That's what he assumes. It's an implicit t'nai. It's as if I said, if this happens, the whole thing is null and void. It's an implicit condition. It's not a crazy way to look at mekachtos. It's an implicit t'nai. There's a principle, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that anything you can't make a shliach for, you can't make a t'nai for. Right, that's the principle. Called milsa delesha b'shliach delesha b'tnai. Later on, ksubas ayin dalet. So you can't make a shliach for chuppah. You can make a shliach for kedushin. You can't make a shliach for chuppah. To be married. So if you can't make a shliach for chuppah, and this is what many achronim assume, you can't make a t'nai on marriage. You can make a t'nai in kedushin. I'm not saying it snows tomorrow. I'm not saying I'm a rich guy. But you can't make a t'nai on chuppah. Chuppah is a davar de memela. The Aruch Sameach says, there's other achronim say this. So it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, a chuppah, you can't have a mekatos about a chuppah, about a nisuin. Because nisuin, mekatos is a function of t'nai, and you can't make a t'nai when it comes to nisuin. Nisuin's automatic. Once you have kiddushin, the nisuin is automatic. If you go through with it, there can't be a mekatos by nisuin. So therefore, it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's why here. Nisuin sticks. So what? She loses her ksuba, according to Rava. But so that's a din in kiddushin, that there's mekatos. But by nisuin, once you went through the kiddushin, which this woman did, she was ready in arusa, you can't say it's a mekatos. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, his kasha and his answer. Yeah. If she is a mukashchein, that was all those gemaras I think were by kiddushin, not by nisuin. Kansa becheskas v'nimseis, but that might have been even the kiddushin is uprooted. Here we know for sure she was an arusa. Okay, Rav Yashiv quotes this and he thinks it's a different answer. He has a different answer to this question about again, why isn't it null and void? And therefore, you should say there's no shinui in the gemara at all. So he says, afilu no more shayach tonight by nisuin. Even if you want to say you can make it tonight by nisuin, mikal makom nire di almasar ha'av l'shluche habal lo shlayach klal tonoim. If you think about it, there are two stages of the nisuin. There's the stage of the shluche ha'av give her over to the shluche habal, and the second stage is she actually gets married, chuppah. Says of Al Yashiv, the first stage, the Baal can't knock out because it has nothing to do with him. Shluchei Ha'av to Shluchei Ha'av, you can't knock out that stage. Find the second stage of Chuppah. But the first stage of Yitzia Mirishus Haba'al, which is all you need here, that's already called a Shinui. Masar Shluchei Ha'av to Shluchei Ha'av, so that cannot be knocked out. Because that's not a davar shal chalos, says Rav Yashiv. That's just a maisa befoel. And inkan maisa hamisyachis labal olishluchav. So therefore, that's the second answer. Rav Yashiv suggests to answer Rav Akiva Eger's kasha. That's after Erison. After Erison. Yeah. Okay, let's go weiter. So the Gemara had answer number one. Again, the stira is. Undo my ace man. My toes are getting blue. Over there. Thank you. So the Gemara has one, just a little too tight. Just take it off for now. So the Gemara says the first answer to the stira between whether ishtani guf ishtani k'tala or not is Moti Shemer is different. So says the Gemara. Amar le Rav Huna braid Rav Yoshua le Rava. Rav Huna said to Rava, 1 minute. Dilma chichadis rachmana. Chichadis rachmana heicha delo ishtani gufa. Fine. Aval heicha de ishtani. Goof, I lost the place. Dilma ki chadis rachmana heichad lo shtani gufa. Avheichad ishtani gufa lo chadis rachmana. Says the Gemara, what do we just compare here? We wanted to say that just, what was the stira? The stira was, once you become a bogeres, does her misa change? The Gemara said, hey, by Moti Shemra, you see it changes. Because after all, after she becomes a nesua, so then her misa does not change by Moti Shemra. Says the Gemara, how could you compare? Maybe even by Moti Shemra. Even by Moti Shemra, the only time that the Misa doesn't change is because she became a Nesua. Her guf didn't really change. So she went from Arusa to Nesua. Her guf didn't really change. But maybe even by Motzi Shemra, if her guf would change, she would become a Bogeres. We would say the same thing. Lo Chadis Rachmana. So we're back to the Stira. You can't say that Motzi Shemra is any different because we don't have a ride that Motzi Shemra is different. So we're going to have to go on to a new answer to the stira. Again, do you say Ishtani Guf, Ishtani Tala or not? Answer number two is going to be, it's a Machlokas Tanan. But even before we get there, the Berachas Avraham asks, what's going on here? Ishtani Guf, Ishtani Tala? When she did a Maisa Aveira, she was Chayev Skila. So who cares when the Edom come and she has Amada Badin? What's the whole Yesod of the Sugya? Tzarech Bir. What's the whole thing? When she did a Maisa Aveira, she was an Arusa. So how could we say that just because Amada Badin happens later, you know, so what? My time, a namer d'achrei shachata kodem amada b'din yishtanetino. What's the difference? So he says, Sarach Lomar, you have to say we're wondering about what the Torah meant. Were these time, the Torah says she has to be a na'ara arusa besula. So we don't know what the Torah meant. Were those tna'im in the chiyuv, or were those tna'im in the chait? That's the whole point. We don't know. If they were tnaim in the, she has to do this when the chay takes place. Of course, her guf would, the misa wouldn't change. But that's what we don't know. We think that maybe these conditions are a din in when she's put to death and when she's judged, not about the maisa avera. That's option one. That maybe that's why. Again, we just don't know. And then he has a whole second idea. Again, we just gonna quote the idea now. He has a long piece. He says an amazing idea that maybe the gemar din is really a completion of the maisa avera. Somehow. That she did a Maisa Aveira, but somehow until she's Chayav Misa, the Maisa Aveira is not complete. That she does a Maisa Aveira that's Machayav her Misa. That's the complete Maisa Aveira. Okay, the physical Maisa Aveira is done. But a Maisa Aveira that's Machayav her Misa, that doesn't happen until later. Because after all, we spoke about Knossos in the past. When does a Knas Chiyav kick in? So Lachora kicks in at Shas Bezdin. Mamanis kicks in at Shas Maisa. When do you become a Bar Chiyuva for Ketala? Not till Amad Abedin. You're not considered a gavra ketila until Amad Abedin, a gemar din. So says the Berachas Avraham, based on some Rishonim, maybe the Maisa Aveira itself is not complete until Amad Abedin. And she's called a gavra hamuchieves misa. That's a bigger chiddush, but those are two ideas that the Berachas Avraham has. Why we should say that the misa changes, either number one, because we don't know what the Torah means, are these tzaraim in the chait or tzaraim in the chiv, or number two, do we say that maybe even the Maisa Aveira is not finished yet? Okay, so we say number two. Ella, so what's the answer to the stira? Whether ishtani gufa, ishtani ketala or not? It's a machlokas tanoim. Ella amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, ishtani velo ishtani tanoihi. Right? It's a machlokas tanoim whether you say it changes. It's not. Where's the machlokas tanoim? Of course, a Mishnah in Maseches Harios. Right? The most common Masechta to try to do a siyam on when you need one under the gun. Shortest Masechta in Dafim in Shas. Chatu ach, halavai, we should all do it and know it well. Chatu achalo nismanu v'nismanu. Says the Mishnah in Harios, there are certain karbanos that we're all obligated to bring when we do certain aveiros. But as the Torah describes in Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Sav, in those parshias, some people are special and unique, like a melech and a kohen gadol and a nasi. Certain people are chayav of different kinds of karbanos than same aveiros, than a hedyot. So here, let's say somebody is a hedyot, a regular person, and then he does the aveira, and then he's appointed to one of these unique positions. He's appointed to be the nasi. He's appointed to be the something else, the melech. So chatu achalon ismanu v'nismanu. So what happens if they sinned before they became these types of people, positions, v'nismanu, and then they got their positions, they became the new people. Hare hein kehedyotos. The Tanakhama says they bring the karbanos as if they were still a hedyot. So we want to say, oh, that's the shita that says that even if something changes, your status changes, still your misa doesn't change. So just like your karbon doesn't change. That's that opinion. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says no. Im noda lahem achalon nismanu chayavim. Fine if they find out that they did the aver before they were appointed, they're chayiv to bring the karbon. But misha nismanu keturim. But if they only find out about their aveira after they were appointed, they're pater legamre. They're pater legamre, says Reb Shimon. They're putter from bringing any carbon. So what do you see from that opinion? Once the goof changes, the carbon changes, right? So that's a potential. We think that's a machlokas tanoim. Just one derech agav. Oh, did I bring it? Yeah. Shanim son of Balacha says he heard b'shem gadol echad the following question: that there is a Yerushalmi in Bikurim that three people get mechilas avonos: a chacham, a nasi, and a chassan. Right, three people get mechilas avonos. When a nasi is appointed, the chachan on his wedding day, so it says a nasi gets mechilas avonos when he's appointed a nasi. So what's the Sogamar talking about? That you're still chayiv karbanos when you become a nasi. What's the mechilas avonos? So what's the whole point? So he says, come on, I don't believe anybody asked this question. He says, v'lo amin shegadol ze yiksha. He says, I don't believe, he says, come on, mechilas avonos. How serious is that mechilas avonos? He says, obviously there's a message to it. He's still chayiv a karbon. What if you're chayiv a karbon and you get married, you're not chayiv a karbon anymore? Listen to his lashon. He says, first of all, ein lameidim me'agadata. And then he says, v'dvarim ke'elu nishma'im bein ha'am, v'choshvim sheze ikar ha'emuna. He says, some people take some of these agadatas so seriously that they think, oh, mechilas avonos, Yom Kippur, you have to fast. Okay, there's a nice idea based on it. But you can't ask kashas on hardcore halacha based on this agadata that there's mechilas avonos. That's just the Sherbet Shana Balacha saying, you have to kind of know the different levels of chazal. There's, every chazal is true. You have to know how much, what chazal affects halacha. Okay, back to this Gemara. So the Gemara says, option two, what's the answer to the stira? It's a machlokas tanoim. Because we see here, if you're appointed a nasi, says machlokas. Tanakhama says you still bring the carbon that you originally mechuyav, like a hedyot. And Reb Shimon says no. Im noda lehemachol nismanu chayavim mishin nismanu peturim. Reb Shimon says if you only find out after you became the nasi, then you are putter from anything. So the Gemara jumps. The Gemara says, how could you parallel this machlokas tanoim? What would be parallel if the second opinion had said that what? That you bring the new carbon, but there's no shita like that. So, Eimar da Ashamin Elel Reb Shimon da Azil Achbasar Yediyah. What does Reb Shimon say? What's Reb Shimon Shita based on? It's not based on something anything called Ishtani. It's based on the fact there's a special din by Karbon. Rashi quotes it, third line. The time of the day Mishum Deboy Yediyah V'Chata'a B'Chad Gufa. There's a special din by Hilchos Karbanos that your Avera and your knowledge of the Avera has to be at the same time when you're the same person. That's nothing to do with Ishtani Gufish, Tani Talish, Tani Karbon. Because the Ozel Basar Yediyah v'lo Ozel Basar Chata Micham Islay. We never heard of that. That once you become something new, then you don't get any Aveira. So you can't say it's parallel. Imkin Laisi Karbon Ki the Hashta. Why don't you bring a Karbon like the new status? De Mashuach Par V'Nasi Sayer. You become a Mashuach, you become a Kohen Gadol, you should bring a Par, and Nasi should bring a Sayer. So obviously you cannot say it's a parallel Machlokas Tanoim, because the second Shita is not parallel. So we're stuck again. Again, what was the original kasha we asked? We have a brisa of Debeir of Shela, and we have a brisa of Amosi Shemra. Whether, if a woman does the Aveira, the Nara Marasa does the Aveira when she is a Nara Marasa, she's Chayiv Skila, and then she becomes a Bogeres before Hamad Badin, do we say that she still gets Skila, or now she gets Chanek? So we had a Stira. Answer number one was, maybe Amosi Shemra is different. We knocked that out. Answer number two, Machlokas Tanaim. We just knocked that out. So finally, answer number three. Answer number three, Ha'amar Leir Yochanan Latana, Tni Tidon Beskila. Rabbi Yochanan says, change the brisa. Really, it should say, in the first brisa that we brought, Skila shouldn't say Chenek. Meaning, we paskin that things don't change. Ishtani gufa, lo ishtani tala. Period. End of that answer. Just before we continue, there's interesting, the Achronim here, a number of Achronim, Rav Yashav asks it, the Berachos Avraham asks it, says there are a number of Gemaras in Maseches Sanhedrin that talk about when somebody becomes a ger. Let's say somebody commits murder when they're a ben Noach, and then they become a convert. Let's say they're Mizana, Eshazish, Gilei Arayos, is Usur for a ben Noach also, then they convert. So all those Gemaras seem to say that you get a different Misa, you get a Jew Misa, and not a Goy Misa. So the question is, our Gemara's Maskana is that we changed it, that Tzniskila, that there's never a Shinui. Ishtani Gufa Lo Ishtani Ktala. So why do all those Gemaras say that a Ben Noach changes? So the Berachos Avraham and Rabbi Yashav all say, don't compare. Don't compare Goy to Jew, then Nara to Bogeres, or the other ones. Don't compare. That's a different kind of Shinui. That's not just a Shinui Begavra, a little bit. That's a totally different existence. Therefore, you can't compare. So that for sure, if the person's a Jew now, you have to treat him like a Jew. The treat him like a Jew is a totally different experience. They don't quote it, but the Rambam has a letter. It's called Igeris de Rabbi Ovadia Hager, where this ger writes him a question. He says, it's upsetting that everybody around me is making fun of me, that I used to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and I used to be a guy, and for violating this Rav Lo Sonu. So it's terrible. They're all screaming at me, getting upset at me. So the Rambam writes back 2 points. Great Rambam. The Rambam says, first of all, you tell them, this was an Ishmaelite convert. So he says, first of all, you tell them that you were never an Ovid Avodah Zarah, because I hold that Islam is not Avodah Zarah, number one. Number two, they're screaming and getting angry at you. You tell them, kol hakoeis ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. So you tell them that they're busy getting angry, so they should look at themselves in the mirror before they tell anybody else that they're violating Avodah Zarah. It's a great line. But at the end, the last paragraph there, the Rambam talks about the beauty of Geirus. And there he talks about how Geirus, you're a totally different Bria, a totally new person. You decided by yourself to be Mistofis Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. So there he talks about that this kind of, they could use that Rambam to answer up this question. That it's a totally different existence after Geirus. Therefore, don't compare. Becoming Jewish to becoming a Bogeris or becoming a Nesuah. So that's the Maskana. That Ishtani Gufa Lo Ishtani Ktala, and a Motzi Shemra always gets, an Ara Marasa Motzi Shemra always gets Skila. So now ask the Gemara, why? The Amai. Doesn't the Torah say, Nara HaMarasa Amar Rahmana Baha Bogerisi? Doesn't the Torah say the halachas of Motzi Shemra apply to a Nara Marasa? And here we're talking about a Bogeris? So Amar Rabbi La, Amar Kra Hanara. Hanara Shahaisa Kfar. It says Hanara, but it means the Nara that was. She was a Nara when this took place. Which Gufa might be the Shakal Vataria, like we said, mentioned according to the Berachas Avraham. The question might be, don't you need all these halachas, but aren't they Tznaim in the Gemar Din, the Mahamad of the Din? And the answer is no. They're Tznaim in the Maisa Avera. And the Maisa Avera, she was a Nara, and that's all you need. Amalei Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi La, Ihachi, if it's true that even after she becomes a Bogeres, she gets Skila, so why don't all the halachos of Motzi Shemra apply? Milk and Nami Loki, Omeya Sel and Nami Loshalim. Why doesn't he, if he was telling a falsehood, if he's tripped up, so why doesn't he get Malkus and pay? Like we said, Motzi Shemra is a unique context where there's Malkus and Mammon. So why don't those halachos apply if she's a Bogeris? So Amalei, he doesn't just argue with him, he says, Rachmana Litzlan Mehaidaita. Hashem should save me from such a comment. So Adarabba says back, Rachmana Litzlan Mehaidaita Tidach. She has to save me from your das. They're very serious, emotional about these. Why does the Talmud Bavli put this line in? What do we say? Just say the next point, which is the. Why does it say? It says because you've got to be emotionally involved in your Torah. Rachman al Samei Taita, what are you doing? We have to get emotionally involved in our Torah. So, the time am I? So, Lamaisa, what was behind it? We had it once at Baba Kama. Yeah. We had it last year, I don't remember. Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Yilah. Yeah, it was. Samachay Amabes and Baba Kama. Right, it was the same people. Right? Same people by Shinui. By Shinya, whether an animal getting bigger is called a Shinya or not, right? Same people. Interesting. These are very emotionally involved chavrusa. So says the Gemara. So the time of Maisa, Lamaisa. What are they arguing about? Why is he so upset? Why is it so obvious that the husband's dinim should not apply if she becomes a bogeres in between, while her dinim do apply? So Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba, Bitem Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba, is a big difference. Zu maaseh hagarmulav, zu akimas vasav garmulav. What did the woman do wrong? She was mazana. So when was she Mizana? When she was in Arusa. That's why she gets the Dedim, because she did it when she was in Arusa. But what about the husband? What's he doing wrong? Only now, when she's already a Bogeres, that's why it doesn't apply. Zuma said, Garmulok, she's a nai, Nara's a nai. She is punished for her actions, and her actions were earlier when she was a Nara. Vizeh Akimasvas of Garmulo. He is being punished for his words, right? He brought a Mosi Shemra on her. Amos Kamachai Vahishaita. When is that right now? Vahishaita Bogeres Havi. She's already a Bogeres. Right? There's an added Chiddush that he's getting Malkus, we mentioned, even though it's really a Lav She'im B'maisa. Right? Even though it's a Lav She'im B'maisa, and usually the rule is Lav She'im B'maisa Ein Lokin Alav, Mosi Shemra, does get Malkus. Unless you say that Akimasvasav is considered a Maisa in this context. It is discussed. Period. End of that sugya. Tada Rabbana. The Braisa continues. Tosefta in Sanhedrin. Nara hamorasa shezinsa soklin osa al pesach beisavia. A nara hamorasa that was mizana, she gets skila al pesach beisavia, as we said. Ein la pesach beisav. Let's say she does not have a pesach beisav. We said they don't have a house. Soklin osa al pesach shar ha'irahi. Okay, then you take her out to the door of the doorway of the gate of the city. That's second stage. Yishrai Pesach Beisaviyah, because we want to give the message, Ruki Dulam Shekidaltem, as we had earlier on the daf. But if she doesn't have a Pesach Beisav, then you do it on Shar HaYirhi. Ubi'ir Sheru Ba'akum, Soklan Osal Pesach Bestin. But let's say the city is mostly Akum, non-Jewish, so then you do Skila Al Pesach Bestin. You don't want to do it in such a public place, but you're friends of the city, because mostly non-Jews in the city. So therefore, you do it Al Pesach Bestin. You do Skila on the doorway of Bestin. Tosfos says, important Tosfos, Al Pesach, Lav Dafka Al Pesach Bezdin, Elochutz LeBezdin. Not right at the doorway of Bezdin, but a little bit away. Ki Yehechi Dilo Lischazi Bezdin Rotzchin. So Bezdin doesn't appear like murder. You don't have, not appropriate for you to murder, but right in front of Bezdin, so therefore you do it a little away. But not so far from Pesach Bezdin. It should be related to the Bezdin, but not totally in front of Bezdin. The read continues. Yeah. They talk about it. Oh, right. So look, Avakasha Lari says the Ri later on in Tosfos, two lines later, Kiva de Mistama Bezin Lav Chutz L'Shalosh Machnos Yasvi. What do you mean? Bezin's obviously not outside the city. Shalosh Machnos. Bezin L'Chor is in the city. So Hechi Kamar Hacha Sokonos Al Pesach Bezin. So what do you mean you do it at the door of Bezin? We learned, B'kolon Eskalin, that the Skila takes place far out. Right? The Beis HaSkila is very far out. So what do you mean doing it in the Pesach Bezin? Even a little bit away from the Pesach Bezin. It doesn't have to be much further out. So look at Tosfos. The tirates read, Dahacha be'ir sheruba ovde kochavim, batla kedushas hekev choma. If a walled city is mostly non-Jewish, the kedusha of that walled city leaves. Batla kedushas hekev choma. Ve'ein zorach lo'otia chuslo choma. The choma come on to less. It's as if it loses, right, ir mukhev choma has such a kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So once it's an ir that is Ruba Akum, it loses its kedusha, as if the walls aren't there. Ukshehi Ruba Akum, Tosfos finishes. Ein mishtalka mishin debalo kedushas choma. It loses its kedusha when it's an ear sheruba akum. That's the chiddush. Therefore, there's no din of going out three machanos when it's an ear sheruba akum. Somebody told me yesterday, b'shem Rav Schechter, I didn't get to see it inside. I didn't get to confirm it, but it's an interesting thought. The Gemara says later on in Maseches Ksubis, la'olam yadur adam be'eretz Yisrael afilu be'ir sheruba akum. Person should always live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city that's mostly non-Jewish. Right, so we usually interpret that to mean, even though there might be bad influences, even though there might be, you can't get as much ruchni as still. But if you put in this Tosfos, it's an even greater chiddush. Ir sheruba akum, there's a hafka, a little bit of the kedusha. So there's even less kedushas haaretz there where you're living. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Afal pike, you should live there. But it's not maybe a din in full kedushas makom, it's a din in Eretz Yisrael. So even without full kedushas makom, like this Tosfos says, Ir Sheruba Akum, the people, the population of the land contribute Kedusha to the land. And therefore, you know, Batla Kedusha Zekav Choma if it's mostly a non-Jewish context. Oh, there's also just a Hara I did find. I was looking in Rav Shechter's Sfarim trying to find this thought. I didn't find that one, but I did find another thought related to this. And that is, we learned in Maseches Eiruvin. Back in Maseches Eiruvin. Let's say you're in a courtyard with a number of non-Jews in the courtyard. So did they aser? We learned that you have to get rishus from all the neighbors, right? In Yana de Yoma, we're trying to get rishus from all the neighbors, right? So you have to get rishus from all the neighbors in terms of setting up an eruv. So what about diras akum? So the Gemara there says diras akum kediras behema v'lav shma dira. Diras akum does not have the status of a dira; it does not aser. So Rav Shechter asks v'sarach lahavin to call the tikkun rabbanan kein dal raisa tikkun. Whenever Chazal make up a din rabbanan, they always parallel it after a din dal raisa. So which din to Oraisa did they parallel this to? Right, diras akum lav shma dira on a drabbanan level. So he says, he quotes the Ran in Maseches Megillah, which says the same thing as our Tosfos here. That what? That when an ear sheruba akum, it loses the kedusha on a daraisa level of ear mukefes choma. So what do you see there? Because diras akum is not a real dira. So it's but what kedusha is hakef choma. So that's, he relates it, he says maybe that's where the din daraisa, that the din rabbanon is paralleled after of the diras akum is lav shmadi. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, anara amarasa, that's mezana, you take her out to Pesach Beis Aviha, and if there is none, to Pesach Shar Ha'ir, and a city that's mostly non-Jews, you take it out to the Pesach Bastion. Ki yotzei badavar atomer, similarly, ha'ovid avodes kachavim. If somebody, not Moshe Shemer, but if somebody's ovid avodes zara, soklon osoa shar sha'aved ba. You do skila by the gate of the city in which he worshipped avodes zara, not in the city where he is being done. If it's different than the city that he worshipped, you take him back to the Sharsha Ababa, Ubi'ir Sheruba Akum, so good as Pesach Bezdin. That's the Vachain. Right? In the city that's mostly non-Jewish, you again don't do that, you do it on Pesach Bezdin. Mino Animili, what's the source of all these halachos? The Tanur Rabbanan, Sha'arecha. So the Pasuk says, Sha'arecha by Avodes Kochavim. And it says Sha'arecha in two contexts, as we'll see. Zeh Sharsha Ababa. That's the one by Avodes Kochavim. That's the Shar, your gate, so you have to go to the gate that you worshipped in. What do you mean? Does your gate might be the one that you're judged in? Is it the one that you worshipped in or the one that you judged in? It says sharecha in two contexts, by avodah zarah, and it says it by taking a person out to punish them. Just like the first context. Yeah, I'm sorry, just like the first context is talking about where you worshipped, so to the second one, where it's talking about where you should be done, it's also referring to the Sharsha Abad Ba. Davar Acher, another halacha we learned out from Davar, this is why we brought this brisa here, Sha'arecha v'lo shari over the kochavim. You only bring him out to the gate when it's your shah, when it's mostly Jews, but if it's mostly non-Jews, you do not bring him out there, and that's why it switches to the Shar of Bezdin. Says the Gemara, ha-sharecha ha-fikte. We just used sharecha for the Gzeira Shava before. So how could we use it for two? So in Kain, le-mikra sha'ar, ma-sharecha shva-min-atarti. So therefore, because it doesn't say just say sha'ar, it says sha'arecha, we learn out two. Achichon avodes kochavim, na'ra rasa min-alon. So find by idol worship. We know these halachas kick in. That's where sha'arecha is by. That by if it's an ear shal of avodes kochavim, you do it by the Shar Bezdin. How do you know the halacha? Same thing applies to a putting to death in Ara Marasa. Amar Rabbi Avo, Gamar Pesach mi Pesach, or Pesach mi Shar, v'Shar mi Sha'arecha. Rashi explains that it's a word connection in each one. It says Pesach Beis Aviha and Pesach Shar Echatzer. Right, three stage Gzei Reshava that we compare. And Rashi says it's an Asmachta de Rabbanan. It's not a real Gzei Reshava. Where we learn out that also by Nara Hamarasa, she's put to death either by Pesach Beis Aviha, next level down Pesach Shar Ha'ir. And if not, and remember the Ritva reasons, the first thing we said today, the reasons why we do it in those places, again, but if it's a Rear Sheruba Akum, then we push it off and do it at Shar Best. Tanur Rabbanan, period. Next sugya. Hamotzi Shemra Loke Venosi Meyasela. Right, a man who's Motzi Shemra and he's found out to be lying, he gets two punishments, Malkus and money. He has to pay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lilkos Loke Mikol Makom. He always gets Malkus. What does always mean? Even if he didn't have Bia. Meaning, let's say the man got married, and then before he even lived with his wife, he already starts thinking things. And he already starts hearing rumors. So he gets Edom then. So do the regular halachas of Motzi Shemra apply even if the husband did not have Bia yet? Right, because the regular case in the Torah is Lo Matzasi Levit Chapsulim. Does that only be himself? Or can he do it purely with Edom also? That's going to be the discussion there. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Malkus you always get. Why? Rashi explains, because the Malkus is not based on a lav specific to Motzi Shemra. The Malkus is based on Halach Rachil. Basilich Rachil Ba'amecha. So that has nothing to do with Bia or not Bia. Tosfos here argues, but that's Rashi Shita. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Malkus even without Bia. Meyasela, what about the Knas? That's Ba'al Nosei, Lo Ba'al Eino Nosei. But the Knas is only if he had the Bia. If he didn't have the Bia, he does not have to pay. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Kamiflagiyah.
That assumes that the Baal was in on the trip with the
Edim. Does the Baal was in on the trip with the Edim, or that after the marriage, he all of a sudden, he hears something at the wedding?
Right.
He hears something at the wedding. He didn't know beforehand. He hears something at the wedding that
Maybe... Why should he get Malkus for being a Baal Shana?
Why should he get Malkus if it comes out to not to be true?
It's not true.
Right.
If the Edim were the ones who made
it. If it's not true. But the Edim are going to get their own punishment.
Why should he get punished?
I'm saying what? Oh, because we assume that he should check out the witnesses. If he brings false witnesses, then we're going to fault him. So kamifagi beplukin Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Rabbanan. Let's say that this machlokas Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is goof of the machlokas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. What's that machlokas? We're going to have that in a few tomorrow. Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan is going to come up later. Do the laws of Motzi Shemra apply even without Bia, even if Avad didn't have Bia or not? That's going to be the machlokas Tanon. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says only if they had Bia, and the Tanakama says no. So b'hachi kamar. So isn't that our machlokas? Hamozi shemra lokev no sein meyasela. The Tanakama just said Mozi shemra pays against malchus without explaining. So now we're gonna explain it. What is the Tanakama? What must the Tanakama hold? Bein bal bein shelo bal karabanan. Let's say the Tanakama holds like Rabbanan that all the halachas of Mozi shemra apply even if he didn't have bia. Rabbi Yehuda omer no. Lukas lokev mikol makom malchus you get because that's not based on a specific law to Mozi shemra. That's lo seilat rachiel meyasela bal no sein lo bal eino no sein karabanan ben Yaakov. So shall we say that this machlokas tanaim is parallel to that machlokas tanaim? The Gemara says no. Ikat the amri kuler Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It could be that this isn't a machlokas tanaim. Really, both opinions here can be read within the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I mean, the Tanakhama is not clear. The Tanakhama just says you give the punishment. The Tanakhama mentions nothing about bia. We try to say it was even if lo ba, but we say no, maybe not. Haki kamar. This is how the Tanakhama can be read. Hamosi shemra lo kevenosi meyasel v'hu sheba. The Tanakhama's chiddush is that both halachos apply only if there was bia. Rabbi Yehuda omer lokos lokem mikol makom, and Rabbi Yehuda argues about the Malkus point. So what would the machlokas be about if they're all both holding like Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov that the halachas of Mozi Shemra apply even without bia? So the machlokas turns out, says Rashi, is whether you get malchus on a lafshein b'maisa. That's what the machlokas is about here between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama would say that even without, you're right, without bia, the laws don't apply. But Rabbi Yehuda says no, you get malchus here even if you don't have bia because this is lafshein b'maisa and you do get malchus for this lafshein b'maisa or for any lafshein b'maisa. But at least that's what he's holding. Lafshein b'maisa ain't lokanov. Again, lafshein b'maisa is a big discussion. How do you define a lafshein b'maisa? What happens if sometimes a lav could be violated with a maisa, but you did it without a maisa? So there are three sheets of the Rishonim. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. That the does a lav shema maisa mean if you could ever do the lav without a maisa, it's called a lav shema maisa, or if you could ever do the lav with a maisa, it's called a lav sheyeshba maisa, or do you go by what was done? Those are three different sheets. We'll get to the Magen Mishnah and the Sefer Chinuch. We'll get to that. Right? How do you violate? Is it just that's a minchaschina? Minchaschina they have to go out and buy or not? Tashbisa, misaf tashbisa. Okay, we'll stop here by the Savar Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. I'm going to try.